Proclamation number 5077 dated the March 2nd, 1951. The Lord's Return. Present time. Witnesses of the New Earth. You all shall be witnesses of my power and glory. You shall live to see my return, partly in spirit and partly in the flesh. For the time is coming to an end, and it will come to pass as I have always and constantly proclaimed. You shall experience my return and bear witness of it in the paradise of the new earth. For I will move those who remain faithful to me onto the new earth, where they shall also proclaim my word as they do now on my instruction. I know who is suitable to do so and know full well how to protect my servants from the destruction. I will endow my disciples of the last days with extraordinary strength to enable them to successfully attend to their office, so that they will courageously fight all those who are hostile to me and who also extend their hatred to my own. And not one of them will pass away from earth until his mission has been accomplished. The last on this earth, however, shall be the first on the new earth, where their task will be the same. To proclaim my word, albeit in a different manner, for it will be gladly and longingly accepted, it will be recognized for what it is, as the Father's evidence of love, who wants to give pleasure to his children. They will all recognize my voice when I speak through you to people. For they will have all passed their ordeal on this earth and remained faithful to me. Hence their reward will also be substantial and pleasing, a harmonious life in the paradise of the new earth, which no person can yet imagine but which is granted to them so that my might and glory will manifest itself. And I myself will be in the midst of them. I will come in the clouds to bring them home and stay with them, because due to their demonstrated loyalty during the last battle of faith they will have become my children. For they will fearlessly confess me, they will testify of me without having seen me. For this reason they will also be allowed to see me in full glory before the very end. And what I proclaim will fulfill itself. I will return, and you will live to see it. You do not yet believe that the time is so close at hand, that you will have to experience the horrors of the last days, and that this earth will be destroyed with my permission. You do not yet believe that the proclamations by seers and prophets concern the present time and that you humans of this time will experience significant things which no person can imagine, for this earth has never yet exhibited such. But humanity will soon watch the events with horror and bewilderment which will make an early disintegration of earth believable, and then it will rapidly progress towards the ultimate end. Yet my chosen people will survive the time because it is my will, and because even this time shall have its witnesses who will be selected to speak of it, so that my might and glory will become evident amongst the human generation's descendants on the new earth. For it will have to be preserved as tradition for the descendants, because even then a time will come again when sin will be prevalent and I will be ignored. Then their testimony shall warn and remind people what fate will await those who completely forget about me. Then they shall be told about the downfall of the old earth and the last judgment which decided over life and death, over happiness and damnation. Amen.